Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
There's a real and significant concern about written-off vehicles or vehicles that are not eligible to be economically repaired, finding themselves on dealership floors. So maybe help us just understand how prevalent this concern is and how it impacts us as consumers. Jan, you're live on Kaya Biz. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Gugu, to you and your listeners. What an honor to share our thoughts with you. Gugu, yes, possibly the best departure point would be for your listeners to understand what it means when an insurer writes a vehicle off. Effectively, what that means is that the cost of the repair exceeds a certain percentage of the retail value of that vehicle. So let's be practical about it. Let's say a vehicle is in the retail market is worth 100,000 Rand. And the insurer has predetermined that it will write off vehicles at 50% of that vehicle, of that value. Then effectively, if that vehicle is in a serious accident or incurs damage of sorts, and that the repair of that vehicle then exceeds 50,000 Rand, the insurer will write the vehicle off.
Got you.
What that means is that it is uneconomical to repair. The cost of the parts and the labor and everything that goes into it, the paint, et cetera, will exceed a reasonable percentage of the vehicle of the value of the vehicle. Now, what we're finding, Gugu, out in the market, and it's very prevalent, is that these vehicles are then sold to salvage yards, where they are then bought by unscrupulous repairers who then repair these vehicles and put them back on the road. Now, remember, insurers are in the business of doing business. So if they say that a vehicle is uneconomical to repair, then it stands to reason that the unscrupulous guys out there cannot economically repair that vehicle unless they take shortcuts. They use substandard parts. So you know, we've seen horror stories, and we've provided the insurers with evidence of this by the file loads, where these repairers who buy these vehicles from salvage yards would take cable ties and sticky tape and stick airbags back into the dashboard. Now, you as an unsuspecting consumer would go to a used car dealer. Very often, that used car dealer probably wouldn't even know what is going on. Because he bought the vehicle, with a whole lot of promises that there's nothing wrong, there hasn't been any serious accident damage to the car. You go and you buy that vehicle from the used car dealer, and then you discover, hopefully in time, that this vehicle is not even fit to be on the road.
Yeah.
Horrifically, some of those people are discovering that when they're in an accident, and airbags don't employ because either there are no airbags or they have been haphazardly repaired. So Gugu, we've appealed to the Insurance Association that when they write vehicles off, that they recode those vehicles on the National Traffic Information System, NATIS, as it's known.
We are in conversation with Jan Schoeman, the CEO of Retail Motor Industry Organization, also known as RMI, helping us bring to light how the motor body industry is raising concerns around previously written off vehicles ending up on dealership floors. And then you and I end up buying a vehicle that is compromised in terms of the quality. And that raises even further concerns here. Jan, thank you so much for being with us and staying with us on the line, as you were getting into a very important aspect that we need to be mindful of, and that was to do with not only poor quality of the vehicles that we as unsuspecting consumers actually buy, but just the scourge and the implications that this has on our insurance and on our pockets as consumers.
Yes, so just to continue where I was stopping the last time, Gugu. We've appealed to the insurance industry for their members, those are the individual insurers, to recode these vehicles when they write them off, from a code 2, which is a used vehicle, to a code 3, which would mean that would become a rebuilt vehicle. Mm-hmm. But there's a very good reason why they don't do that. And in fact, they've told us they're not going to do it unless they are compelled to do so by legislation. And that is because they can sell the vehicle, the salvage, in other words, that accident-damaged vehicle, to a salvage for much more than they would if the vehicle was coded as a code 3. Because if they sell it as a code 2, it can be resold as a used vehicle to an unsuspecting consumer. So there's most certainly a commercial imperative for the insurers not to recode these vehicles as code 3s. But there's a moral debate, Gugu, to you and the listeners, that must prevail, the commercial debate. Do we want to put mommies and their children into motor vehicles on their way to school that are not safe to be on the road? No, we don't. Surely the moral debate must supersede the commercial debate in all of this. 100%. It can never be about the money all the time. So we continue to appeal to the insurance industry to reconsider that decision of theirs. And I am incredibly heartened by what Prudence said, your previous guest said.
Yes.
And that is that the commission is going to do an investigation into this and make recommendations so that we can end up with a legislative regime that will compel insurers to recode vehicles once they've written them off, so that the buyer knows, I'm buying a code 3 vehicle. I know what I'm getting myself in for. But right now, those vehicles are finding their way back into the market, and the unsuspecting consumer are buying them.
There's another element to this. I was actually going to remark that all because of a technical element that the insurance players are playing are showing resistance towards. We will reach out to them to get their feedback. But I'm keen to hear your thoughts on another aspect we should be mindful of. And I'm also keen to understand how long this process might take, Jan, if there's any further delays. And in the meantime, what do we need to do as consumers to be a lot more alert?
Yeah. So, what do you do to be more alert? The South African Motor Body Repairers Association, there are about 800 of those businesses. You know, we call them in the layman's language panel beaters, who are highly skilled technicians who are more than willing to inspect the vehicle for you. If you intend buying a used car, take it to a SAMRA member. They will gladly inspect the vehicle and tell you whether that vehicle has been in a serious motor accident, and if so, whether it had been properly repaired or not. And then you can take an informed decision. You would find a SAMRA member in every conceivable town in the country who will be more than willing to provide that service to the consumer.
Gotcha.
But there's another element, Gugu, and I know we're pressed for time, and that's the criminality behind all of this. You know, if you write off a vehicle as an insurer and you sell it to a salvage yard as a code 2 vehicle, very often we find that the registration papers associated with that vehicle finds its way attached to vehicles that get stolen to get them legally on the road. And one way in order for us domestically to curb the scourge of vehicle theft and hijacking is to take that market away, to prevent those registration papers from finding their way into the market where they get attached to these vehicles that get stolen or hijacked. There's always the consumer aspect to it. You don't want to be leaving work at 5 o'clock on your way home only to have a guy at your window pointing a gun at you because you happen to drive a vehicle that they have a stolen version of and all they need is the paperwork for that particular vehicle. So, Gugu, we continue to be excited about the work of the commission. We support Prudence and her team in the investigation that they're going to do. And to your question, how long will this take? You know, it'll take very, very quickly if the insurers would just agree to the protocol, but they're not agreeing to it. Unfortunately, they are going to have to be compelled by law to do so. And that, unfortunately, Gugu, takes a little bit longer. We know that getting legislation through Parliament and enacted takes a long time. You know, one example of that, and I'll wrap up with this, Gugu, is a periodic vehicle testing. We have periodic vehicle testing has been legislated. It's on the law books. But the Department of Transport is refusing to implement that. And effectively, what that will do is it will compel older vehicles, in other words, vehicles older than 10 years, to be tested every 2 years, despite the fact that they may not change ownership, to make sure that those vehicles maintain their roadworthiness. And we've repeatedly appealed to the Department of Transport to implement this law that they have published, but they haven't done so yet. So, if we add all of these initiatives together, we will make a remarkable difference, positive difference, to the carnage that's happening on our roads. Definitely. We just need the political will for it to happen.
Oh, it certainly needs to happen. And hopefully through ongoing engagements like this, Jan, we're able to put pressure on the necessary parties, not only through legislation, but just getting the insurance industry to also buy in and understand, as you say, the safety aspect versus the commercial value, because that is what is important. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, Jan. Truly appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good evening to you and your listeners.
You too. There's so much more we could talk about, but we won't go there tonight. I think you know what I'm referring to.
You can call me anytime. Have a good evening to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Jan Skooman, the CEO of Retail Motor Industry Organization, also known as RMI.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.